Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome back to Live with Body Pal. Got my co-host here, Mr. Gary. How are you?
What's going on, Adam? Doing well. How are you, sir?
Doing wonderful.
Awesome.
Nose clear from all the allergies, but no need
it's
to talk
season,
about
that.
That
season, isn't it? Yeah, it's pollen season. We
down
went
here
from,
in the south, we're covered in yellow.
That's right. We went from winter to spring to winter again, and now we're into pollen season.
Yeah, because winter, pollen, spring, pollen, winter, pollen, spring.
That's right. Then hot.
That's right. Everybody's here for our guest, though. So let's bring him on. What do you say, Gary?
I like it. Let's do it.
Hey, Joey, come on down. Where are you? Joey, come on. There he is. Woo! What's up, Joey? Bada bing.
What's going on, dude?
How are you guys?
I love it. Doing good. That was awesome, dude. Welcome to the show. This is Joey Bada Bing 22, everyone. If you haven't heard of this guy, what rock are you sleeping under? Check his link down in the description down below and go ahead and hit subscribe because you do not want to miss his shows and his videos. He's one of the best pickers I know. Joey, what's going on, my friend? How was your day today?
What's up? My day was like really good.
really good.
Yeah. So yesterday I go thrifting like Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Sometimes, usually like whenever I go out or if I have like a UPS package or a FedEx package that I go out and go deliver or go send out, I usually just jump into a thrift store or something like that. But normally Tuesdays and Wednesdays are my thrift days. And yesterday was Tuesday. And man, it was bad. Like I've never like came out of thrift stores like empty handed ever, like, you know. So
there's been a lot more of that lately.
Yeah. Lately it's been very bad. Yeah.
Pretty bare.
But today was just a pick frenzy today, and it was just amazing. So don't ever give up if you're in the thrift stores and you can't find anything. It happens. Like it's just bound to happen. Just adapt and overcome, and you'll definitely find some good stuff.
So. And right off the bat, we're already learning some lessons and from the expert. Go every day, pick often and early, right? Because you never know what you may walk into. Let's see who's absolutely here to see Mr. Joey, because we know they're here for Joey. They're not here for us. We got Bearded Pokey Tuber. Let's go. Thanks for hanging out, buddy. AM Pickers, how are you, Mike? Evening, fellas. Woo. We're doing good. How are you, my friend? Valley of the Flips is here. What's going on, fellas? We're doing swell. Thanks for hanging out with us. And Miss Rachel Strickland, listening while I work, whistling while you work, right? Come on, Rachel. It's going to be a good one. You're going to need to put down those listings and join us with the keyboard. All right, Dark County Picker Jimmy's here. Hey, everyone. How are you, Jimmy? Thanks for joining us. Appreciate you. Oh, and who just popped in? We got Pittsburgh Picker. I don't know why I almost messed that up. What's up, gents? He and Sarah are going to get married next week. So congrats, Adam.
Awesome. Congrats.
Congrats, Sarah. We'll be praying for you now that you're married. But anyway. We got Ken jumping in. Oh, no. Mr. Bill's here. What's up, Gary, Adam, and Joe? What's up, Mr. Bill?
What's up, buddy?
Rachel says, actually, I'm tossing the weights. Okay. Working out. I see what you're saying.
Getting the sweat on.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I just want to say Rachel did a 31-mile challenge to a lot of people, and I was one who said I would participate, but I'll admit it live on the show.
I know, me too.
I don't think I've walked a mile. I mean, maybe a mile just by walking from my car into work every day, but that's it. What about you, Joey?
I play disc golf like almost every day or every other day. So I walk a bunch of miles. If I put them together, maybe they're probably over 31 miles already.
You got to track it. That's the important part, right? Yep. Hey, here's a new friend here, Tropical Flipper. What's up, everyone?
Alex, dude, I hope you're okay. He had a, I don't know if he wants to put it out in the public, but he just had something go on with him. So, dude, I'm so glad I see your name in the chat and you're doing well. I just got goosebumps because I just hope I can show them if you want. Look, goosebumps.
Alex, I'm glad you're here, buddy.
I'm glad you're here, my man.
Excellent, excellent. Well, Joey, I've been wanting to talk to you because you made the jump. Yeah. You took that leap, right? Yeah. You went from a part-time reseller with a full-time job to a full-time reseller, and you quit that job. And I've been just dying to talk to you about that experience, what's been going on in your head, what led up to the decision? How do people react? And I just really just want to pick your brain about it. I want to give you an opportunity to kind of tell your story here. And I promise we're not going to get personal, everybody, but I need to learn from Joey what he went through and what he's willing to share with us. So first off, my number one question I want to talk to you about is tell me about the thought process going through your head leading up to that 2-week notice that you put in.
A lot has been when it happened in July of last year. A lot of stuff went through my head.
I didn't realize it had actually been that long.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Time flew, dude.
Like only yesterday, yeah. Doesn't it?
like weeks prior, I didn't know when I was going to pull the trigger, on going full time. When I was at work, I loved being a mailman. Like I loved it. It was part of who I was. It's kind of like my catch of my slogan of what I say all the time, your local mailman.
I'm going to ask you if your slogan's going to stick. If you're going to stay the local mailman, you're going to have to start at least still dress up in your mailman outfit.
Right?
Wear the hat, something.
I mean, not to pose as one, but just to bring it to life.
Right, yeah. It was just, I would go into work and I got a new route. So it was maybe 5 or 6 months or maybe 7 months before that. Mm-hmm. And, it was like... I got the route, like I'm a career, all I need to do is put in like 29 more years and I could retire. You know what I mean? I was already set.
It seems like such a small number.
Yeah. Right. So I was full time and I was like, either I could just stick this out, get a good pension, be like everybody else. Just go to work every day, come home, not worry about reselling or not worry about, anything. Just go to work, come home, make my money. And to me, that is great and all, but I don't know. I feel like I have more in life. I feel like I have a purpose in my life here on Earth. I feel like I just had to do something for the better. And
you couldn't get it done driving a mail truck.
I could have, but it was just something that I had to do. It wasn't because I hated my job. Like I said, I loved my job. I just had to do it. Just what if there's ifs and buts, you know what I mean? Like,
right. Yeah.
As well just do it now. I was 24 at the time. I'm 25 now. But
you've grown so much,
right? I was like, I was talking on the phone with Drew and we used to talk on the phone, Drew Profit Monsters, if you guys don't know. And I would call him every day, while I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm like, dude, I just can't wait to go full time. And he's like, dude, like, when are you going to do it? Like, when are you going to do it? And I'm just like, dude, I have no idea. Like, I just need to make sure that everything, all my ducks are in a line. And I don't know, I know what my bills are. I know what my budget is. I know what I got to do. I kind of just have to take the jump, And
yeah.
Hey,
first off, let's recognize Goose. Hello, Goose.
The most clingy. He's a stage 5 clinger. So he's going to make his appearance on the show. This is my dog, everybody.
He's a good dog.
He is.
So while I was talking to Drew, I was like, you know what, man? I'm just going to put in my 2 weeks. He's like, bro, you won't. That's just how it
is. Challenge accepted.
He's like, and I'm just like, you know what? That's it. I'm done. Like, I can't keep talking about this because there's things that, there's people that are doers and there's people who are just sayers or whatever the terminology is. And I'm like, I'm not going to be a sayer anymore. I'm going to actually do it this time. Like, I'm not going to just say it one day, because that could lead until 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. You have no idea unless you actually do it. You know what I mean?
So you're just ready. You're like, if I'm going to do it, now's the best. Now's better than any other time, right?
Right. So
there's no good time, I guess, really, to quit your job and to go out on your own. But honestly, I think younger is probably easier than older, in my opinion. I mean, everybody's probably got their own opinion about that. But to me, I've Gary said it before to me. I've said it back to Gary. If I had known about flipping and reselling when I was 24, 25 years old, there's a 100%. Really good chance that's what I would have been doing too.
100%. Yeah. You know, it's funny. I heard a saying one time. It says that a salary is a drug that a company gives you to keep you coming back, you know? And I've always heard that. And it's like, wow, it's profound now, you know? I mean, here I am about to turn 42 here in a couple of months. And, you know, for me, you know, Adam and I have established careers over, you know, 20 plus years in service to the same company. So for us to walk away right now Adam, I don't know about you. It's impossible. Like, no. I'm saying it's impossible because you've got so many years of service in that you're just this close to where you ended. Yeah. And so for us, we're looking at the idea, I think, of, well, when we retire from that company, then that'll be the time that we can, you know, sort of move forward. But to be 20 in my early 20s again, mm-hmm. and being able to do that, if I could do it all over again,
mm-hmm.
then that's what I would do. Absolutely. So I think you made a very good choice.
I don't think it's impossible. I think it's
all
right. I hate to think that the 8-to-5 has a crutch on me or a hold on me, but I've put in this much time already. I can smell and see the light at the end of the tunnel. And when I get there, because our company has a really good retirement package and opportunity, when I get there, it's literally within reach for me.
Right.
That's when I can then take off my reselling career. And Joey, we were talking about this before the show. I've got plans. When I retire, I'm going to be 52 years old. I'm going to be young, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I've got a plan. I'm going to open a store, and it's going to be a brick and mortar flipping type store. And that's my plan. And I've got people who I've talked to about it, and they know my plan. And I bounce ideas like that, big ideas like that. I bounce off the people I trust the most. And Gary's heard this idea. My brother-in-law's heard this idea. My dad's heard this idea. And they're all like, that's a sound idea.
I'll tell you, it's and to your point, Adam, I mean, there's something to be said about following your dreams early, especially, you know, you only get your time. I was talking to my youngest stepson about this the other day. Time is your most valuable commodity that you own. You know, it's not money, it's not possessions, it's nothing, it's time, because you can never buy more of it. There's always a finite amount of it, and you never know when it's up. Yeah. And it's one of those things where if I could have, you know, if I could buy back those 10, 15 years before, then I think it'd be great. I heard another person say one time, sometimes there's only one right choice and you thank God when it's so clear, you know? And I commend you, Joey, for making that leap. Cause I mean, even still at your age, I mean, it's gotta be gut wrenching to think about. It's like, oh my God, what am I going to do? This is, you know, this is what I've known.
But
this
you're
is,
so young.
The security. Yeah, exactly. But I think it's, you know, you talk about being adaptable and you know, I think that's very important to that.
Let's say hey to a few new people who've shown up in the chat, and then I got another question for you, Joe. We got Angelo here, also a Georgian from Atlanta, actually. Thanks for showing up, Angelo. We got Flip the World. Hey, it's freaking Joey on a Wednesday. What's up, gent? Gents, thanks for showing up tonight, buddy. What's appreciate up, you. Ashley C. Joey, let's go. And Bolo Up. Bolo Up is here. Met Bolo Up at a show I did this past weekend when I was doing just a bunch of listings. Thanks for coming out tonight. Rachel says, next time someone tells me that they are salary, I will say I'm sorry. Okay, I'm with you.
I'm in.
Robin Stinnett, thanks for showing up, Robin. Thanks for coming out. Man. We got Josh here, Flips Finds Funds. Appreciate you. Rachel's see, we told you were going to get away from the weights and onto the keyboard, Rachel. I don't know why you doubted us. Come on, you guys are too young. You can still buy the next 15 years. Okay. I'm telling you, I can smell it. It's within the 10-year reach for me.
I was going to say, we're buying it. We're laying foundations, you know, because you get to a certain age and you start laying foundations. You know what you want to do. And then you say, okay, well, what's it going to take to get me there? All right. Well, I'm going to take this step, and this step. And you still have that sort of security net, the fact that, you know, you have a full-time job and you can keep that going, and you can use it to finance, and you can use picking to finance, you know, these sort of aspects. And then when that day comes, boom, you know, you're in. So
it'll happen.
It will. It will.
Laura Joy 15 is here. Thanks for showing up. Hey, everyone. Appreciate you, Laura, for coming out and playing. Bearded Thrift Machine. What's up, Julian? How are you, my friend? It's been a minute. Married life now. How's married life, Julian?
Yo, Julian.
All right. So it's been some time. You said July, right? You've now been full time. I can't even do the math in my head. That's several months away from now. But I want to ask you, what's the biggest eye-opening thing or eye-opening moment that you've experienced since then? Like, what's the one thing that hit you in the face and is like, this is real world, man?
Yeah. It's really just the time. Like, kind of like Gary was saying, like, it's really crazy that, like, you can, instead of working 40 hours and kind of going home and be like, oh, it's time for dinner. And then it's like, I kind of just want to rest kind of thing. You're putting that time into your business, your own business. And it's totally different when you're working for yourself and then you're working for somebody else, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you work for yourself, like you got to make the money. There's no like coworker. There's no one's telling you what to do. You're your own boss. Like, you have to put your pants on, your shirt, your hat, whatever it is, and just get out and walk outside and go to the thrift store. And it's not even just that, it's behind the scenes, you know, coming home, doing your inventory, you know, seeing how much actually you made on the product, you know, after net, you know, like net and then taxes and everything, setting away money and taxes. Like, there's so many behind the scenes thing that like people don't really understand. Right. And it's really cool when you become your own boss. 'Cause like, you know, the whole world's yours, you know.
I've always said that reselling is one of those things that you get out of it what you put into it.
Exactly.
And it seems like it's even more real when that's all you do in order to pay the bills, mm-hmm. put the bacon on the table, or whatever the case may be, right?
Yeah.
So let me ask this real quick while we're on this. So Joey, has it lost any of the luster? You know, it's full time now. It's your job. It's your life. It wasn't really the adventure hobby it was before, the thrill. Right. Is it still there? I mean,
yes.
Okay. Awesome.
When I tell you that I absolutely love what I do way more than the post office, obviously, but mm-hmm. you know, when you love something, it's kind of like being in a relationship or, you know, your dog or whatever, your animal or whatever, like you love it. Like there's no turning back. Like you just absolutely, I wake up and I feel like I'm retired almost because I'm doing what I love and I don't care what I'm doing. You know, I could go play disc golf with my brother, like we just did right before the live, and I went to go eat dinner with him. Mm-hmm. And I come home, do the live, and after this, I'm going to take pictures, you know, like, or, you know, I'm going to list a couple things, or I'm going to do my inventory spreadsheet because it's almost the end of the month and I like to see my exact numbers. Mm-hmm. There's just so many cool things that I can work at 1 o'clock in the morning if I want to. I could sleep later. I could wake up early, you know, like there's no schedule. I mean, there is, but like, there's not. Like I can change anything up in 3 seconds. You know, if I got to go get a deal on Facebook Marketplace, I'm there. Or I'm going to stop at a thrift store. If I got to send out this skateboard that I just sold, I got to send it out with UPS. Let me jump there, then go to a thrift store. You know, like there's so many, routes you can take, and you learn, like you learn it, you know, and now mm-hmm. it's like almost just second nature. And I'm just proud of myself of how far I've come, you know.
Well, Robin, to answer your question, we are talking about Joey's trip to full time specifically. He's the one I was able to see part time journey and then make his change to full time. And I just wanted to ask him and pick his brain about how that transition took place. Urban Fossaker is here from Australia. Thanks for showing up. I do appreciate you. We got Bama picking and grinning. What's up, John?
What up?
Your state, Gary. This is right around the corner from you. And Jimmy's here. That's what's up, Jimmy? Little Miss Q is here. Thanks for showing up, Little Miss Q. What's appreciate up? You. Ella's now here. Flips fine. Save here first. Sorry. Hey everyone. How are you? So you hit the next question dead on, Gary. It's almost as if you knew what the plan was. I was curious. Have you ever thought about even once going back?
Like going back to
to mailman,
like 9 to 5, or just being a mailman? Never. No, it's impossible. It's something that, you know, they work for me now, you know what I mean? You know? So how I like it. You know, my mail lady comes and she's like, where did you get all these packages from? I feel like it's 3 years ago when I was asking, you know, when I was a mailman to the customer that I had, that I was picking up packages all the time. I was mm-hmm. like, what, why do you have packages? Like, what is the, like, what are you doing? Like, you know, so, it's really cool that, that I do that. You know, I talked to my mail lady and she's like, how many packages you got today? It's like, well, I did a Whatnot Live, so I got a bunch.
Have you, since you were a mailman and you're not anymore and you got a mail lady coming to your house or mailman, do you by chance ever correct them in the job that they do? Because you used to do it and probably were better than they were.
So it's funny to say that.
Oh, it sounds like a good story.
You know, I would tell my mail lady that, like, that she could just scan them in, you know? And, like, before, like, at first she was just like, you know, there's a spreadsheet that you could print off. Well, I was just like, well, I saw a Mercari, Poshmark, Whatnot, all this, eBay. Like, I don't have a thing. Like, you just got
a sheet. Yeah.
And she's like, okay, no worries. You know, at first, like, she was like, oh, I don't know if I can get all these packages all the time. I'm just like, look, I need you.
All right.
Mailman, you know, so.
Mailman to mailman. Look at me right here.
Awesome. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
She's a sweet lady. She's older. She's coming. I think I just sold something. Let's see.
Did you? Nice. Awesome. Let me say hey to Colby. He's here, Big Cheese Thrift. Hey, it's that Bing Bing Bongo guy. Yeah, it
what's
is.
Up?
And I'm curious about this comment. Julian says, hey, Jimmy, congrats again. I'm not sure what that comment is about. Jimmy, fill us in. I'm sorry. I'm completely missed that. Anybody? Joey, do you know?
I don't know.
Fill us in. What's the congrats about? I want to congratulate you too. Tropical Flipper says, May 10th, I'll be full-time reselling, finishing up my last few weeks of college. Joey is the ultimate motivation for going full-time.
Alex, let's go.
Awesome. Awesome.
And you know what? I was going to say, Joey, you said something earlier about you have a purpose in life. I believe we all do. I truly do. Whether you find that purpose is the most difficult thing in the world. When I met you in Cincinnati, when we went to the resellers rally in Cincinnati, and Paige met you for the first time, we walked away, and her comment was, Joey is what our pastor would call a lifter. He lifts people up. That's what your calling is, Joey. If you watch your Monday night shows, anybody who hasn't seen it, Joey is always lifting people up. And that's your calling. That's why you're good in front of a camera or on a stage or in a crowd, because you don't meet a single stranger. And that's what attracts me to you and your channel. And I truly believe that. That's what your calling is, Joey. You're a lifter. You mm-hmm. build people up all the time, and you're really good at it.
I appreciate that.
Okay, so I've heard you talk in the past on your lives and in your videos about your family. Okay, you've talked about your grandma, your brother, your sister, your mom, your dad. My question is, who is your biggest cheerleader in your family? Right? Who was the biggest advocate for you when you were making that decision? Who was your biggest cheerleader?
Really, my dad. Mm-hmm. Funny story. Like when I guess you could say grew up, he would always say, like, you know, you could make money without going to school or without going to a job. And I was like, well, like, how do I make money? You know what I mean? Like, I even at the age of 18, like, I just thought I had to get a job. Like, that was just what you do, you know? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I got a job at like a little amusement park, and they had go-karts and stuff. And I worked there, and I made like $11 an hour as a manager there. And, you know, I thought that was the coolest thing. I'm a manager, you know, like I'm cool, you know, like I'm making money and stuff like that. But then you really look at the numbers and you really look at, you know, oh, I got to buy a car, or hey, I got to do this, or I got to pay mm-hmm. my insurance. Like, oh, and then it just you kind of see the picture.
It's called adulting.
Yeah, there you go. that's the right word.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Like my dad would just. You know, my dad's always been an entrepreneur. And for me, I was just like, I'd rather just go to work for somebody. Jimmy.
I thought I was your biggest cheerleader, Jimmy says.
Oh, Jimmy.
He's got his pom-poms out and every – oh, no, he puts his pom-poms away. Sorry. Jimmy, I read that wrong. Awesome.
But my dad was just always just like, you know, you could be your own boss. And I'm like, nah, I'd rather just work for somebody. I think it's mm-hmm. easier. You know, like I thought that mm-hmm. was just – go to work. I just
the thing to do, right? The societal steps to take, right?
So, you know, my dad, as the time, you know, came to where I was quitting my job, my dad's like, listen, I'm going to back you 100%.
Oh, there it is. Sorry, Joey, but Jimmy hit 2K subs.
Let's go. Yeah,
Jimmy. Nice. Jimmy. Good job.
Nice.
Oh, and hey, Paul. Hey, Paul.
But yeah, like my dad was like, listen, I'll back you up 100%, but your grandpa is not going to like it, you know, like his dad.
Yeah.
So, cause he, you know, he went to work for, you know, the county or the city for, you know, his whole entire life. And now he's got a pension and stuff like that. And he's like, you could have had that, you know, all this and that, but.
Well, you still can. You just have to do it yourself instead of being relying on someone else to hold your money for you.
Exactly. And that's what I try to explain to them was like, you know, I have investments, you know, I want to eventually buy, you know, properties and rent them out to people or anything, any way to make money. Like I have my Roth IRA that I already put my $6,000 in already, you know, and it's just doing those things and investing and stuff like that. That's what you have to do to build yourself up. If you don't have the Roth IRA or if you don't have investments, then you're going to be really messed up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's
what you fall really, back on.
Like that's your retirement almost. Cause I'm 25, I started doing this when I was 21. So like, if I do this all the way until the end of 60, yep. I'm going to be sitting pretty, you know, yeah. You know what I mean? So I take that money out right when I'm 60. And I'm retired, you know, like I already feel retired. That's the funny thing. It's like I'm doing something that I love.
If you're working for yourself now, what do you do when you retire?
I don't know.
Whatever you want.
Whatever. Well, you're doing whatever you want right now, right?
Yeah.
I guess the big, awesome, coolest thing is it doesn't matter because you're already doing what you love.
Right.
You can keep doing it because you don't feel like you're working at it anymore anyway, right? Right. Exactly. Big Colby says, you need more money so you can buy more Goofy shirts, right?
That's 100% right.
awesome. Here's a new name. Is it Ellie or Elle and Michelle? Elle and Michelle, Inspiring Flippers. Just got my Lego minifigs, Joey. Thank you.
Let's go.
Thanks for coming to the show. Appreciate you. Okay, so you've gone from a job where you've got a manager who watches your every single minute. Now, I remember you talking about how you would go on your lunch breaks and you got it like clocked in, right? And there was this one time you were stuck in line and you missed it and you got your manager fussed at you or whatever the case may be. So you don't have that anymore. You don't have that manager anymore, or at least you don't have the quote-unquote manager right over your head. So what do you use, what motivates you today to say let's go, get up and let's go? What is your motivation?
You know what it is, like sometimes like I'll catch myself just like, you know, just in bed and like looking at messages at, you know, from viewers or something like that, or you know, just looking at, you know, sending offers. And then sometimes like when I'm done with all that or I list a couple things, I'll kind of just like look at TikToks or reels on Instagram or something like that. And then I'm like, dude, I got to get up, you know, like what am I doing? You know? And either my
three
mom
would go, hours hey, later.
You know, yeah. My mom's like, get up, do something, you know? So I'm like, all right, whatever. And so I'll get up and do my thing. And what's really is awesome. Like I do, well, it's not really awesome, but like I don't ship every day. So I do every 3 days, which kind of helps me to like almost get out of the house and go thrift, you know?
Yeah.
Cause I'm kind of the person that like, I want to stay home and kind of list. Like that's, I've changed. Like I used to be able to like, I love thrifting, but I want to come home and list it. So like, how do you make money? You know, you got to list,
you got to list.
So like, I really enjoy staying home, taking pictures and list. But then like when you're at home and you know, you're just sitting here and sometimes you kind of like, your mind kind of goes off. So it's just like, hey, let me like my fun thing right now is going playing disc golf. So like, I'll be like, yo, let me go play disc golf, come back and I'll bust out like 10 listings or something like that. You know? So
I got you.
It's really just that offset thing that I got going because I can go outside and maybe just go on a walk, or I can go hang out with my friend Ian and go down, you know, downtown where we could just walk around and I can come back home later that night. And I'm talking like 1 a.m, you know, and
work.
Like it's just that's my job. You know, I could work at any time, any point in time, I could list something.
Ella Michelle says, so awesome to do that at a young age. I'm 40, have climbed the corporate ladder. I hate it. And since I've found reselling even more, Can't wait to break those shackles.
That's awesome.
That's a kind of to the point. I'll be honest with you. I don't hate my job. I don't. I've climbed the corporate ladder. I've gone as high as I want to see myself go. Mm-hmm. Now it's just, you know, get to the end and make my place in the company so that I can leave it, right?
Running out the clock. Running out the clock.
Jimmy says he has to pay for those trips to Disney World. That's your motivation.
Right. And now SeaWorld too. I go to SeaWorld now too.
Do you? We want to go to Universal Studios next when we come down that way. We went to Disney World. We enjoyed it. We want to try Universal Studios next time.
Yeah, that's fun, man. Islands of Adventure. Super cool.
We got lots of new people up in here. I don't want to miss one. We got Side Gig is here. Hello, friends. I follow Joey here. Well, thanks for following his trail. We do appreciate it. And who else has showed up? We got VVV is here. Vintage Vagabond Benz. Hey, everyone. How are you? Appreciate you. Shay's here. How are you, Shay? You doing all right? Hey. And I think that might be it. Yeah, it is. All right. So, one more question for you before we get to our game, okay? Have you thought about securing an LLC?
No. And the reason
I'm not for it. I'm not against it. I'm just curious if you've thought about it.
For me, at this point in time of my business, I don't think it's needed. I don't think I'll ever need it, honestly. If it does get to the point where I do need it, then I'll get it. But for right now, it just, I don't know. I don't feel like it's needed.
Sometimes I'm walking through the thrift stores and I think it was a toaster that made me think of this for the very first time. I plugged in a vintage toaster in the wall and it started buzzing. But sometimes when they're old, they buzz anyway, right? But then the metal on the side started breaking apart and then things started to kind of smoke and I unplugged it real quick. And I was like, I know in my head, I'm thinking, if I resold that, that'd be a major test of my LLC, right? Somebody's house is going to burn down. I am not taking that toaster home with me.
Right, right.
So that, I'm not saying that that's why I have an LLC, but it just reminds me that I'm glad I've got one. If a VCR were something weird were to happen with a VCR, who would have? It's one of those things where it's like insurance. You wouldn't think you need it, and you're glad you have it when you need it, if that makes sense. So,
yeah.
Anyway, well, what do you say we jump into a game? Y'all interested in that idea?
Love games. Love games. All right.
Let's jump into a game. I did make an intro. Turn your volume down. It might be kind of loud. Okay, it wasn't this time. Last week it was
Adam,
loud.
Adam, I have to say, I love what you do. I think this is the best live that I've ever been on. I said this last time, and I really – and I'm honest with this because
– Yeah, man.
You do everything right. All right, you go.
I appreciate you. All right, y'all get your pen, get your paper ready. This is a game called Flea Market Flip. The premise of the game – I'm going to put y'all at the top, and I'll be at the bottom. The premise of this game, everyone who has never seen this game before, is I'm going to show off 6 items that you potentially could pick up at the flea market. And I'm going to show the picture. I'm going to show a title. These are sold. I'm basing these off of sold comps on eBay. Okay. The shipping is not taken into consideration. Everyone, I with all my games, I never take shipping into consideration, just so that Joey and Gary, you know. All right. So the point of the game is after all 6 items have been shown off, I'm going to show all 6. And then we're going to do a schoolyard pick starting with Joey. You get to pick one item. And then Gary picks one, and then Joey picks a second, and then Gary, and then Joey, and then Gary, until all 6 items have been picked. Whoever picks the 3 best items to get the highest possible total in resale value wins the game. Does that sound easy enough?
Let's Gary.
All right.
Do it. Let's do it.
All right. So let's start off. And I do not mind in the chat if you throw out numbers for these guys, but I would like to remind you that if you throw out a number, put an item and the number, because sometimes the chat's a little bit behind me in the slideshow. So that way they can take your information into consideration as they come up with it. All right. So guys, as I go through the 6 items, write them down and the price you think they sell for, so you have an idea as to what you want to pick at the end. Okay. Here we go. Item number 1, a Salad Master electric skillet. Very interesting. Oh, man. It's a 12-inch liquid core stainless steel frying pan, complete with the cord and the lid. Model number K7256. I'm trying very hard to do my Price is Right type.
That's totally Price is Right right there.
Explanation here. All right. So Salad Master electric skillet. That's item number one. Can I just say
something? Like, I've never heard of, I've never seen this before.
Whoa. You're not watching your YouTube channels.
Listen. So it's just salad. Like salad and an electric skillet?
Okay, Joe, you're thrown for this one. Let's just say Salad Master's a really good brand, all right? If you don't know it, don't pick it.
I don't know it. That's crazy.
Let's hope you know the other five items. Okay, here we go. Number two, a 5.11 Tactical Rush 24 Tactical Backpack, 37 liter. The description reads that there is some red dirt stains on the bottom, but otherwise this pack is in great shape and has no defects. So it's a tactical book bag with, you can see all the different buckles it has on it and whatnot, but the zippers work. It's in perfectly working condition. It's got a little bit of dirt stains on the back. Tactical backpack, 37 liters. All right. The third item. Here we go, Joey. Utah Bonton Gone knows Salad Master is money. Okay. Maybe you should read the chat on this one to give you an idea. Okay.
I'm not
We're on the Salad Master.
I actually put it in private chat, so I can't even see it.
Yeah, I've got full screen going on.
Oh, you're not in private chat still, are you?
No, I just I want to learn.
Yeah. Okay. Xbox 360 Rock Band Bundle. It's the pedal. It's the guitar, the drums, the sticks, the game. It's the complete set, including a microphone. It should be, I guess it's somewhere in there, but I don't see it. But in the description, it says it's everything complete set. All right. Xbox 360 Rock Band Bundle. All right. Item number five. Four. Item number four. Vintage modern century. No, mid-century modern. That's what MCM stands for. Mid-century modern green diamond swag lamp. The pictures are with the light on and off just so that you can see what it looks like. It's 12 inches by 8 inches. Sorry.
That's
a big lamp. Holy crap. 12 inches by 8 inches in size and with a 10-foot cord, bulb socket, and inline thumb switch. I think that means that's the rotating switch, isn't it, that's on the cord?
I believe
cord?
So, yeah.
Okay. Vintage mid-century modern green diamond swag lamp. Again, guys, if you got any ideas to share with them in the chat, it sounds like Joey might need some help. All right. The next item, Kobe Bryant Blue Mambas, size 11.5, pre-owned without the original box. Here's the style code, although you don't have time and you shouldn't look it up or else that's considered cheating. 704-942-401, 100% authentic. I did have a pair of Kobe Bryant Purple Mambas before. They sold pretty good, just to give you an idea. All right, and the last item, a vintage U.S. military footlocker. Long description on this to give you more details. Green drab wood box, flat top storage. Overall good condition for the age. The corners and lid are chipped. There is a large black paint spot on the bottom outside and others paint stains on the box. It's missing the tray. So it's an incomplete and it's kind of tattered. It says good condition, but the description kind of, it's against that, right? But you a vintage U.S. military footlocker. Okay, those are your six items. Now, what you have to do is you have to, hopefully during that, you were writing down a price that you thought it would flip for. Because next, I'm going to ask you to tell me which one do you want to pick. And you get to choose three, and you don't get to choose the same item. So if Joey chooses the Rock Band, Gary, it's off limits to you. It's been chosen. You can't have it, and vice versa. Does that make sense, guys?
Yep. It's like NFL draft.
Like NFL draft. You can't pick it more than once, and no one can pick it more than once. All right. So, Joey, you're our guest. We'll let you pick first. I've hidden the prices, but I'm going to write down your choices over here on the left, the right-hand side, and then we'll reveal the prices. So what's your first choice, Joey? Remember, you're trying to add up to the highest possible total.
Okay. I'm going to do the Rock Band.
All right. Rock I'm gonna say, Band.
I do.
You don't
I
have do to say the price. You just need to pick the item.
Oh, just pick the item? Okay.
Yeah. 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 Okay. Gary, what's your first choice?
I'm going to go Salad Master.
All right. Salad. It's spell right. Master. All right. Joey, what is your second choice?
The 5'11 backpack.
Oh. Gary. I actually own two of those backpacks.
Oh, do you?
I do. One in that color, actually, too. That's awesome. Well, yeah, they're fantastic backpacks.
Seems like Gary wanted to pick that one, so you stole that one from him.
I did.
All right, Gary, what's your second choice?
My second choice, I would like the swag lamp.
All right, the lamp.
Swag lamp. Swag lamp.
All right, Joey, your third choice?
And I got to go with the Kobe's.
The Kobe's. All right. And Gary, your third choice is the only one left.
Got to be the Foot Locker.
The Locker. Okay.
It looks like the one from Full Metal Jacket, if you've ever seen that, where he dumps the stuff.
That was so long ago.
Yep.
All right. So now it's time to reveal, and we're going to do it in the order that you chose it. Okay. So, Joey, you chose the Rock Band set, and I got to find the color choosing. Ah, I lost. There it is right there. Nope. There it is. Okay. The Rock Band set. $150 for wow. Joey. Good start.
Good hit. Good hit.
Good start. All right. And Gary, you're the Salad Master.
I am the Salad Master.
You are the Salad Master. That's $89.99. All right.
That's
so
not bad. I'll take
off
it.
Your first choice, he's got a pretty good lead on you, buddy. All right. Joey, the 5'11 backpack. It goes for $79.99.
Dude, I'm not even playing. I got that right.
I had it for $80. Like, it's on my list. So, yeah.
Both of y'all got it.
I put $79.99.
Nice. Sweet. Nice.
Y'all nailed that one. Awesome. All right. And, Gary, you chose the lamp next.
Yep.
All right.
I'm thinking Art Deco here. Deco, but still.
$175.
Wow. Made it some ground.
Awesome. That's going to bring it closer together. Look at that. All right. And Joey, you picked the Kobe's. And that is $109.97.
Okay.
That's good. I don't think the Foot Locker is going to go for that much, personally.
Oh, wow.
We'll see.
Wow. $339.96, $264.99. All right, Gary.
I got the Foot Locker at $40. So
you got the Foot Locker at $40.
I do. I don't think they're for that much. They're so common.
I have it at $60. So
I think y'all are both going to be surprised. $116.99.
Okay. Wow. I know what I need to search for here.
Look at that. Look at that. Oh, all right. There's the winner. Gary, you've got $381.98. Joey, you've got $339.96. Gary is our flea market flip champion tonight.
And Joey.
Camp, how do you feel?
I honestly, worthy competition. I really thought that I was outgunned whenever he picked the Rock Band versus I was like, oh my God, I'm done.
What's the biggest surprise? Which item was the biggest surprise, Joey?
Really, that lamp. I don't really do lamps or like stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that really surprised me for sure.
Gary, what was the biggest surprise for you?
Honestly, the Foot Locker. I had that at $40 because these seem so common. Like I need to go back on Facebook Marketplace around here because we have a lot of old retired vets and stuff like that that have these things just sitting around. So I'm going to start hunting these things down.
I have noticed that these Foot Lockers aren't at yard sales too long.
Yeah, and this is a partial one. Remember, it's missing the tray.
It's missing the tray. So it is one thing. The Foot Locker is one thing that I knew had some value to it, and I pay attention, but they're usually gone or being picked up and on the way out the door before I get a chance. They go quick. We have one guy who goes to yard sales and only looks at military stuff. That's all he's interested in is military, and he picks up quite a bit of stuff.
Especially right now, I'm just going to say, especially right now, military stuff is going to be here. You know, anything that's related to preppers, you know, military, et cetera, is going to be way up here. So hunt it down, and when you see it, you'll get money out of it. So,
Ken makes a really good statement. Why is it that I always beat Gary when I'm at home, but when I'm on the show, I lose? He wants a live rematch.
I'm here anytime you want, Ken. I'm here anytime.
He's like, name the place and time.
That's right.
There.
That's right. It's like Rocky.
I don't know why I had to have a Jersey accent when I said it, but I did.
Hey, yo, hey.
Oh, man. Oh, Ken's total was $404.99. Oh, wow. He picked some really good stuff. Excellent. All right. Well, that's our game for the show. I hope that y'all enjoyed that game. Next time y'all come, I'll have another one for the new guest. So if that's something y'all enjoy, come on back.
Yeah.
All right. Absolutely. So, Joey, back to a couple of questions because I'm enjoying this conversation quite a bit. Have you changed the things you pick up, your bread and butters? Has that changed? We talked earlier before the show that you sell clothes, but there's a reason for that because of prices and stuff like that. But, you know, before you went full time and after you went full time, did you change gears at all in that direction as far as what you pick up to resell?
Yes and no. You know, when I was on my lunch break, like how I used to thrift just really on my lunch break, I was really just trying to get in and get out because I only had 30 minutes and they were watching me on the GPS. So sometimes I was buying things where I didn't have enough time to look up stuff. So I was like, this might be good. But then I was bringing home stuff that was, I wouldn't say trash, but like literally that stuff that just doesn't sell, you know?
Yeah.
But now that I have more time where I can just grab all the stuff, then look it up and put the stuff away that I don't need, the excess, you know, that means a lot because you can catch yourself buying things where, yeah, it's $4, but it adds up if you keep buying that certain thing, like a pair of shoes that you know that, okay, there's, you know, 5 listed and like 1 sold. And in that size, there's 3 listed, you know, you really don't want to pick that up. But like, if you're in, you know, it's just like a side gig. Yeah, I guess it's okay, but not really because you're wasting your money. Like you got to really make sure that you're doing the right thing, like and pricing them correctly and just seeing what the price margin is and how much you're going to make off of it. There's so many different like avenues to try to do it, you know.
But do you do you like picking just anything that'll make you a buck? Or do you enjoy learning more? Let me rephrase. Are you comfortable sticking with certain categories or do you enjoy picking up anything that'll make you a buck?
See, like I'm a bit of everything. I try to learn. I see different things and I look it up because you never know. It might be a bolo. It might be something to look for in the future.
Right.
I always just see weird items. Like the other day I saw it was like the bear pull like pants, and I looked it up and it wasn't good. And it wasn't good, but the way that the brand looked, and sometimes like if it's off, like the back of the pants, like sometimes if it has a logo there, then I always say like, all right, look that up, or just really anything. I always look everything up, but it's always good. Like I said this 3 times now, but always look stuff up. Like it's just the way to do it. Like if you see the sell through rate, that means everything. Like it really does. Unless it's a rare piece. Like if it's something like a military locker, you know, right. I would have no idea. You know what I mean?
Do you still hate shape ups?
Yes. And it's really funny because I was filming on Tuesday and I go to like the shoe section and I see these shape ups. And
Colby's got you. Don't worry, Colby's got you.
Colby, thanks, man. I'll be delivering them to the trash. But
redonate them.
Yeah, redonate them.
Cash right off.
What was I saying? Oh, I was at the shoe section, and there's certain shape ups that actually they don't like. It's like that the gel type that are on the bottom, and okay. I picked them up and I actually put them in my cart. And I was like, I just want to make people laugh or something like that, you know? So I looked at it and I squeezed it and I did all this stuff. And I was like, these are pretty good. I put them in my cart and then I waited till the end. And then I go to look it up and there's 5 listed, 3 sold for like $20. And they had them at Goodwill for $15. So I was just like, this ain't worth it. You know what I mean? So, so I left them. But that was the first time ever. Yo, Rob, what's up? That
reminds me of the next question, and that is, tell me your story again for everybody to hear about the shoes that they had under the glass case.
So
that you saw today.
Oh, that I saw today. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So I was in a thrift store today. I go to walk in and I see Yeezys. Everyone knows what Yeezys look like.
And okay, if everybody doesn't know what Yeezys are, go ahead and take a second and just look up Yeezy and look at the price on eBay. Okay, go. Yep.
So I'm like, I walk up to the glass case and I see $150 and I'm just like, wow. Okay. And I just walk right past.
This is a Goodwill?
This is Goodwill, yeah.
This isn't like Dick's Sporting Goods?
I don't even think they carry Champs
or Champs Sporting Goods or whatever the case may be. I mean, like, you're in a thrift store when you saw them for $150. Right.
So okay. I'm going through the thrift store. I do my thing and I see them pull out a cart. Like I was already going, I already did my rounds like around, and I always kind of like wait a little extra to see if they pull out like a new rack of clothes or a full rack of new like hard goods and shoes and stuff like that. So they bring out a new cart and I see a pair of Gucci boots. And I was like, oh, wow, these are nice. Like, I picked them up, and I'm just like, oh, these got to be, like, 50 or, you know what I mean? Like, something, you know? The quality was just really nice. Pick them up, and I'm looking at them. I'm like, wow, like, these are heavy. You know, I'm seeing, like, the right Gucci. I'm looking at the bottom. The sole looks really nice. Like, you could just tell the quality of the shoe. And I go to look in it, like the boot, because it's, like, a high rain boot. Mm-hmm. And I go to look in it, and I see Gucci on the bottom, and it's, like, leather on the bottom. I was like, wow, this is actually pretty quality here. Mm-hmm. And I go to look at the price and it says $9.99, but we get 25% off. So it was $7.50. So I'm just like, what? Why? Like,
Yeezy has become better than Gucci. Yeah.
So then I'm like, you know what? Because the guy up front, he knows me. He's like, Joe, you got some Yeezys up here. You want to see them? I'm like, yeah, for $150, I don't want to see them. So I was like, all right, I'll come and look at them.
Did you say the part that they're clearly fake?
Yeah, well, I told that to the guy because I picked them up and I'm like, dude, these are fake. Like, I could just feel it. Like, the bottoms, like, you know, the little foam thing on the bottom. Mm-hmm. I took the sole out. And I'm like, dude, look at this. This is flimsy. Like, this is not a Yeezy. Like, you know? So, you know, you can't tell Mutt. You know, like, I don't want to tell them because, you know, it's their business. It's Goodwill. I totally get what they're trying to do. Not really. I hate them, but I love them.
I've told them flat out. All right, keep going though. Yeah, we'll talk about that in a second.
My story's not nearly as good as yours, but I'm sorry. Keep going with the Gucci boots. I don't mean to catch up.
So I look at the Yeezys. I'm like, man, put these back. Like, he's just like, are you sure you don't want them? And we play around sometimes, and I'm just like, nah, man, please put those back in the glass case. Like,
I'm afraid of my damage.
Throw them in the dumpster. They're fake. Yeah.
So I haven't looked up the Gucci boots yet. So I go to look them up, and I see ones that are selling for $300, $250, you know, $275. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, dude, like, this is a score all day. Like, this is a score. And there's a different Gucci, like if it's all over the boot, like it says like the G all the way around, those sell for $300, but the one I have sells for around $100 to $125, which still, that's amazing. Sure.
Yeah.
So I was like, wow, but it's just seeing the difference and really understanding reselling and just being like, wow, this product, you're just seeing a label. And even if they saw Gucci, I mean, you would think that.
You would think, right?
Like
I never heard of Yeezys before I started reselling. Never. Yeah, but I've heard of Gucci.
Yeah. So it's just weird. You know, it just doesn't make sense. But hey, it's my loss or my gain, their loss. You know?
Yeah.
So.
Just watch that movie on the plane, by the way, House of Gucci. If you haven't seen it, it's a great movie.
that's a good movie.
It is a good movie. Yeah. It's crazy. But yeah. Go ahead, Adam.
On my way home today, I stopped in a thrift store. And that's how every good story starts, by the way. On my way home, I stopped by a thrift store. And I looked at the shoes, and they had a pair of Nike slides. Just regular old Velcro Nike slides. I expected like $4, maybe $5.
Yeah.
It was $30.99 for a pair of Nike slides. And I'm like, who? This was Gary, it's Salvation Army, by the way, which, by the way, Salvation Army
this, right?
Has hit prices hard over here.
Really?
Yes.
Man, I haven't been there in a while. Like I kind of started boycotting the Salvation Army. So
Joe, did you lose a little eyelash in your eyeball?
Yeah, something's in my eye now.
So the story's making it emotional.
Okay. just a pair of slides. You don't have to be.
I could buy brand new slides at like Rack Room for $30. Right. Come on.
Right.
I guess that's kind of my point. But this store used to have a huge wooden box full of plush. And small ones were 50 cents and big ones were a dollar. And that was it. The most you would pay would be a dollar. Now, for some reason, they've taken every piece of plush out and priced every individual plush $2.99, $5.99, $4.99, $3.99. And I'm like, they never sold to begin with at 50 cents and a dollar. Right, what makes you think this is going to change your ways? Right. And okay, so to get off onto that soapbox just a little bit, I was telling Joey earlier, my idea and opinion on this is it's a cycle, guys. If you're a reseller and you're watching this show and you go to thrift and you see high prices, just think of it as it's cyclical. It's going to come back around because we're going to quit shopping at their stores. And then people who go there aren't going to pay those prices because they're not resellers. Yeah. And clearly even the resellers aren't going to show up to pay that. But my point is, the store will eventually lower their price again. You just got to wait it out. It will come around. Go ahead. Sorry.
The only thing, Adam, with that is, and I agree with you, the only thing is that now that Google has their online platform, not Google, I'm sorry, Goodwill has their online platform. Yeah, Google has an online platform, right?
Really?
So you may have heard of them. Yeah, you should buy stock. Goodwill has their online platform now. You know, and they'll just start sending stuff out on that and, you know, pick up whatever they can on whatever they can. You know, they're essentially, you know, doing like, have you ever gone to an antique store and everybody, you know, you walk into an antique store and it's the worst place to thrift, in my opinion, because that dude already knows what his stuff is worth.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's kind of what Goodwill is starting to become. And they'll say, well, this is stuff that we'll sell in this local market because we can make X amount of dollars on it without sending it online. But you never see jewelry anymore. You never see sunglasses anymore, at least in ours. I don't know.
Video games.
Right. If anybody in the chat has a different experience. Clothes. Yeah. Our Goodwill has basically it's clothes and junk. I mean, that's what I see. It's clothes and it's junk because if it's not worthy to put online where they're probably making the most profit off the item, then they're not even interested in it, you know. And
but to Joey's point, they can't be experts in everything.
You're right.
And they're going to miss something. Yes. You got to visit often and catch the misses that they make, the mistakes that they make.
There was a time I bought – well, my thing is I think these days are – I'm not going to say they're waning. You just have to stay ahead of whatever the hot brands are. Like, for example, I bought a pair of Tom Ford sunglasses at Goodwill, and I can't even believe I found a pair of Tom Fords at Goodwill. Mm-hmm. I bought them for $1.99, and I'm selling them for like $90 or something like that, right? The thing is that they have no idea what Tom Ford is. But if you go on their auction site, they do know what Tom Ford is. And they're going to start putting out memos to all of their Goodwill stores down the line saying, hey, if you come across Tom Ford anything, go ahead and put it in this bin or whatever they do, and we're going to send it up to the auction site. You know,
it's just so sad. I want to just break this computer, this $2,000 computer I have right here. I just want to break it. Like, it's so – video games don't even exist in any thrift stores. You're right, Alex. Yeah. Like, it's sad. Like, it's not – I don't think there are thrift stores anymore. I think they're they're whatever they are.
All right, Joey. That being said, I brought that up for a purpose because my next question to you is, you've just gone full-time reselling. This is your
my life
living now.
Yeah.
What avenues are you investigating to make up for what the thrift stores are doing?
Well, I mean, you got to hit garage sales. I mean, you still got garage sales. You got flea markets out there. You got people who are bringing stuff to the flea markets, but even flea markets still, like, people are buying stuff from Goodwills or from, you know, wherever they're getting them from, you know, and they're bringing it to the flea market and they're selling it for either half the price or the full price. It's something that we just have to overcome. We have to adapt to the situation. What can we do to make it better? We need to go on Facebook Marketplace. Maybe we need to set up an ad on Facebook saying, hey, I'll take your donations. I don't know. Do something out of the box that, it is gold. Do something out of the box that like people wouldn't do. I mean, I don't know. maybe, I don't know if you're allowed to do this, but sit in front of a Salvation Army or sit in front of a Goodwill and say, hey, I'll take that. I'll give it to you. I'll give you $5 for it, you know, for all that stuff, you know, and just take it. And, you know, I don't know if you're allowed to do that, but
I'm pretty sure you're not allowed. And it is illegal to take out of a donated pile or bin, like one of those houses they have in parking lots. But I don't know. I guess it's more of an ethics question or morals question than it is a legal question about sitting out there waiting for someone to donate stuff, but they but you catch them in the act first.
If I heard like someone say, hey, like where can I donate my stuff? Like I almost want to like walk out with them and be like, hey, I'll give you $10. Like
I'll
give you personally, $10. I don't have a problem, and here's why. I put an ad on Facebook saying, in search of, I'm a reseller, I'm looking for these items. I put an ad on the neighborhood app or the neighbor app, I can't remember the name of it, and say the same thing. I'm a reseller, I'm looking for these type of items. I'll give you cash before you donate. Hit me up. And to me, that's the same thing as sitting in your parking lot by a donation bin and saying, hey, I pay cash for items like that. What do you, you know, I'll give you $5 for it. Instead of you losing nothing, I'll give you $5 for it. That's more than you get on a write-off, right? If you even keep up with it and itemize, which, by the way, lots of people don't anyway when they donate stuff. Ken had a question right here.
No, I'm just saying that, like, you don't have to do that, but maybe there's – maybe we're going to have to. You know what I mean? You never know.
That's why I want to set up a shop where people bring stuff to me.
Yeah.
Like you become Goodwill, basically.
Yeah.
But I pay them. I pay them.
So a consignment. Not a consignment, but because you're not
giving not them a pawn shop either.
Yeah, that's right. Pawn shop's good money, man. Yeah. Methods will tell you anything.
But then they want you to pay them back. That's not what I want to do. Right. Ken says, I was at my local Goodwill bins talking to the president of the company. Okay. Mm-hmm. When he found out I was a reseller, he offered me a job listing for them at their shop Goodwill site.
He's poaching the competition.
That is... Why would I take a job for you when I'm clearly doing this for the reasons why I don't want to work for you?
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean,
that was ballsy.
You know, I'll tell you though, that's kind of a thing though, is that, you know, Joey brings up a good point. It's like, you know, maybe the garage sales, the yard sales, the estate sales and all that sort of become what you have to turn toward, because as all of these different thrift store platforms move toward online sales, because they figured out by, you know, the people that are in there, the conversations they have, watching YouTube videos, that people are actually taking this and making money. And they say, well, why are we giving away money on this? You know, why can't we take those Tom Ford sunglasses and put them online and make $100 instead of selling for $2, you know, and promote whatever, you know, business model we have with that. And maybe, you know, it's always been adaptable, right? You know, in the beginning, Joe, you said you have to adapt and overcome. And I think that that's kind of what, you know, reselling in the future is going to have to do. People will always have stuff to sell, right? People will always, you know, unfortunately, people will die with possessions that they have that their family doesn't value as much as you do. And I think that that's kind of the way you're going to have to go, because otherwise somebody else is going to look at it. And with the power of just, you know, using your phone and saying, okay, I can look this up real quick. Did you know these are worth this much? Oh man. Well, okay. We'll put them in this bin and we'll send them to the online site. And then, you know, that's that. And you'll never see it in the store, you know, so you'll never make the money off of that. In other words, I think that the glory days of finding all the awesome treasures, like the super awesome stuff at Goodwill, is kind of sunsetting a little bit. And now it's time to adapt. And
I think
where you need to go.
I think it just makes it that more awesome.
Yeah, the hunt's when a little you, bit better, when right?
You, the, it makes the hunt more. Yeah.
Well, the hunt's the fun, isn't it?
More fun. I mean, there's less to hunt, but when you find something, it makes it that much more fun, right?
Like this weekend, I went to like garage sales like near my house, and I found a GameCube with some GameCube games. I found two Zelda games. They're actually right here. I already sold one.
Nice.
I sold Wind Waker already for $65 plus shipping. And I got Zelda Twilight Princess complete in box. I have it listed for $130. Like that I
$130. Wow. Is it sealed?
But a complete. That's if it wasn't, it would sell for like maybe $100. Nice. But yeah, like just going to that garage sale, I spent $50 on it, but just in those two games, $65. you know, the other game, 130. If I get that, I'll take an offer. And the game is still the GameCube, you know, with the controllers, like crazy, you know. But you know, you have to be willing to get out there and go do it. You understand?
Definitely. AM Picker says, I have a local thrift store that runs a rehab center, so employees are part of a 12-step program. I saw a combo player for $39.99, and I told the manager they need to do a random drug test because somebody must be high.
At a rehab center. That's hilarious.
That is awesome.
But, you know, I mean, I'm okay with if you're donating to – not donating. That's a bad word. I'm okay paying a little bit more if I actually kind of believe in the cause, you know.
If
they benefit, you know, wounded veterans, if they benefit, you know, animal shelters or something like that, and they're selling it a little bit up, I'm okay with that. Goodwill is a program that creates jobs. I mean, that's what they do, you know. They don't feed homeless people. They don't do any of this. I mean, you could make the argument that they're giving people jobs, and I get that, right? I totally get that. But they're not exactly sort of this nonprofit that people think that they are. They still have executives. They still pay people money. There's advertising dollars, et cetera. There's a lot of money that still goes into their program, and some of their inflated costs could come from some of the inflated costs of them actually operating too. Not necessarily every dollar we take goes to an animal shelter. Every dollar we take goes to helping kids in Africa. You know, every dollar we take does this, right? So I guess it kind of depends on where you're shopping as well.
Yeah. Jimmy says, is Colorado the only state with other thrift stores? I never have to go to Goodwill. Well, I mean, I think Goodwill, the name has pretty much become synonymous to thrift stores, right? I mean, if I say Bally Rescue Mission, it's a thrift store, but that's only local to Columbus, right? Yeah, but then you got Salvation Army. Salvation Army is another one that's like Goodwill that's across the nation, but Goodwill is kind of like the synonymous.
Yeah, when you think of Salvation Army.
It's a noun now, right?
Yeah, you think of the people that ring the bell at Christmas time, right? I mean, that's mostly what you – I mean – I didn't even know they operated thrift stores until a couple of years ago. So, I mean, that's kind of a thing. But
all right. I think we're pretty much wrapping it up here, guys. I don't have you've hit on my questions for the night, Joey, and I didn't see any more in the chat. So I want to say I really, really do appreciate you showing up tonight, hanging out with us, answering all of our questions, telling us your story. It seems like no matter what comes your way, you've already got a way to deal with it. Right.
Yeah, that's like, what you got to do. Like I already told you guys, just overcome and adapt, because that's the only way. You know, we're entrepreneurs. That's what we do. We're gonna make money. You know,
it's in your blood. And there's a like, if you're not good at it, there's a possibility that it's just not something you're good at. Right. Right? That makes sense. So, all right. Well, any closing thoughts, Joey, for your friends that followed you over here to the show?
First of all, Adam, Gary, like, I love doing this show. I can't wait to come back on and come hang out with you guys and talk it up, chop it up and everything. Just really, guys, thank you. I really do. I love the games that you do. You do the best lives on the reselling community, I personally think.
I appreciate that.
That's all this guy right here.
That's all. Gary's like, I'm just here for the show.
I'm the talking.
I'm here for the guys.
Gary's like, I'm here for the games and beat the guests. No big deal.
That's right. I'm that news contributor that comes on, you know. It's like, we're going to bring on this guy.
There's a reason why he's the house champion.
That's right. Joey, I remember when you were on one of our first shows. God, it's been a while now, Adam.
Over 2 years now.
It's been a bit. And I remember, you know, whenever you said to me, you're like, you know, we're getting this guy on the show. His name is Joey Bada Bing. And you said to me, he's super high energy. And I said, okay, all right, I like that. That's pretty cool. You know, I like energy. That's what, you know, you need for this. And, you know, it's awesome to watch you take this next step, Joey. And I'm glad that you've done this show with us to give some insight to others who may be considering that, you know, thinking about where we were 2 years ago. And now here we are, you know, telling your story about it. So
encouraging, the next Joey Bada Bing
is out there somewhere. And maybe they're watching
right.
This.
Yep, so. You're right.
You going to FlipCon? In August?
Yeah, I'm going to be a speaker out there with
sweet
with Josh. So that's going to be awesome. If anyone's going, let me know. Are you guys going?
I'm heading out there.
Let's go.
Yep.
That's awesome.
And maybe we can catch up sometime in Florida between now and then because,
okay,
you know, I've got extra time to take off of my work, so I can go. Anyway, but everybody, if you haven't subscribed to either of these two guys' channels in the past, their links are down in the description below. I appreciate you. Thanks, everybody, for coming and hanging out. Y'all stay safe out there, guys. Have fun picking. See you next time. Have a good night. Guys.
Thanks, everyone.